The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now, every day we're hearing a new development in the disappearance of four-year-old Cleo Smith, and today is no different with the news that CCTV has reportedly been seized by police in a desperate new bid to try and find the little girl. And as police try and find her, her face, her innocent smile, heartbroken parents and disturbing, terrifying emails are plastered all over the newspaper, TV and on our phones, and our kids are constantly in contact with the details. So how do we talk to our kids about something so incomprehensible? Joining me now is health and community psychologist Marnie Lishman. Good morning, Marnie.
Good morning.
And so it's a terrible situation and one that parents might feel could be a teachable moment, but how do you even begin to approach it when you're talking about this type of thing with your kids?
Yeah. Oh, it's so difficult. And this one's particularly difficult because it's so close to home, isn't it? And it involves a little child. Whereas a lot of the world events, I guess, recently, it almost feels like it's far away, particularly when they're natural disasters and things. And there's almost like you can have that conversation about distance and separation. But when it's so close to home, it can be incredibly difficult. But I really would start with only discussing this if your children come to you with the questions. Like, don't unnecessarily distress them if it's not on their radar. So I reckon that would be my first tip.
Well, that's actually a great piece of advice. So what do you think would happen? Like, how does it, can it potentially, I guess, be something that a child will struggle to process? And what could be the impact of that if you just go to them unprovoked and say, well, look, this is what's happened. This kid's been snatched. Is it potential for creating nightmares? What is the impact?
Yes. As you can imagine, that's any child's worst nightmare, isn't it? To not be around their parents or be taken away. And that is the stuff of nightmares, even when these things aren't happening in the world or kids don't know that it actually can happen. So I think, if kids do find out about this or they're watching the news, all children, I think whatever age, their anxiety is going to be provoked. They're going to be very distressed. They're going to be very hyper alert and hypersensitive and very fearful. I think a lot of kids are going to be asking questions, whether they're listening to the news in the car on the way to school or they're seeing it on the telly or if it's just coming up on news feeds in social media for teenagers. There's going to be a lot of questions asked to parents because everything's very heightened because our brains are about survival. So anything that our brain perceives or that could psychologically harm us or physically harm us, we pay attention to it, and kids want to be informed of what's going on in the world, and they will ask questions to their parents, and it's up to parents to soothe them so they don't actually get even more anxious than they already are.
So how should we be discussing this with our kids when they come to us and ask about it?
Yeah, well, like we said before, unless they come and ask you, there's no point in distressing. So if they do, you need to give them age-appropriate information. So the little ones, probably they might ask a few questions, but they don't want lengthy information given to them. Often this is called dosing. So if a little kid, probably under primary school age, starts seeing things on TV and things like that, you just need short, sharp answers. And then keep them feeling soothed and safe. So it's just reassurance. And often you'll find that little kids, because they don't want all the information that adults want, they just disappear and go off playing again. So in most parts, they'll be okay with a little bit of information, and then you just make them feel safe and sound. And you can also say you don't know. So another thing with adults, I think we over-talk things too much. But like all of us at the moment, particularly with this case, we don't have the answers, do we? So it is okay to say, I don't know. With the primary school kids, you can give them a little bit more information and just tell them that it's actually a rare event. It doesn't happen very much, and that we are safe and secure in our own home. So again, even primary school ages, answer their questions with short, sharp responses. And you can say, I don't know, but you bring it back to their own life and let them know how safe and secure they are. And teens, you can give them a little bit more information. But again, we don't have all the information, do we, as adults? So we're allowed to say, I don't know.
And what about if it's impacting parents? What are the warning signs and what can you do about that?
Oh, yeah. I think we're all heightened at the moment, aren't we? Any event like this where something in reality has actually frightened us, and then as a response, we feel very, very fearful. But those emotions are actually really important for us, because it makes us do things in our behaviours to make sure that in the future that we are safe and secure and sound. That's why anxiety is such a useful emotion to have at times, because it makes us action things to make sure that if we're in situations like that in the future, that we make sure that we put things into place. And this is what these kind of rare events do, don't they? They make us hypersensitive for a period of time. We do something about it. We try and soothe ourselves and make ourselves feel better. And then over time, we just move on. So, yeah, this is an interesting case, because it is a rare event that these sorts of things happen, but it makes us very heightened. And we just have to make sure that we practice self-care if we're finding this distressing.
Yeah, I think that's a very important message. Just really be mindful of how you're feeling, and don't try and bury things. Try and deal with them and look after yourselves. Because it's very, very hard to process.
Exactly.
Health and community psychologist Dr. Marnie Lishman, thanks for joining us again on The West Live.
Thank you.